Good morning and welcome back to the XL Energy Center. We are rolling into Class 3A, individual first round action. We've wrapped up AA. We've got three Little Falls Flyer matches headed your way. Gabe Nagel at 145, Simon Bryce at 152, Sam Nagel at 195. They are very soon. Gabe Nagel will be on mat 5, Simon Bryce on mat 7, Sam Nagel on mat 2. Seven Falcons of Foley wrestled this morning. Six of them won. So they'll be in quarterfinal action later this afternoon. Three Pierce Pioneers took the mats, 1-1. Jake Andries with a win. Losses for Brandon Tamala and for Carson Hulls. So let's take a look at what the Nagel boys and Mr. Bryce have, starting with Gabe. Gabe Nagel, the freshman, will be on mat 5, match number 403. As we look down to the other end, they're at match number 371. So he's a couple of matches away yet. Nagel will get Sam Webster of Shakopee. Tough draw for Nagel. Then Simon Bryce will be on mat 7 against Miguel Uriola of Roseville area. They're on match number 389. So I think we're actually closer to Simon Bryce's match than we are to Gabe Nagel's. And then at 195, Sam Nagel gets Nick Steska of Owatonna down on mat 2. And we check the progress of mat 2. They're sitting at match number 360. They are quite a ways from Sam's match. So three Little Falls Flyers will go. And then once AAA is done, we go to Class A. And that's Jacob Leibold of Royalton Upsilver, still at 120 pounds. Jackson Held at 160, Lyle Zimmerman at 170, Marshall Meal at 182, and Jason Casella at 220. Five Royalton Upsala kids
now wrestling the man number five,
in Class A.
26 pounds from St. Michael Albertville, Patrick McKee
of St. Michael Albertville, the state champion St. Michael Albertville Knights. They won Class 3A last night here against Shakopee. Not sure a lot of people pegged St. Michael to win it. I think Shakopee would have been a favorite. Anoka was getting some buzz. But St. Michael, the 3 seed, ends up on the top of the hill last night. The AA champ, Casson Matterville. No shock there. Comets, I believe that's three-peat for them. And then in Class A, it's back-to-back state titles now for the Cougars of Zumbrota Mazeppa, who last night defeated Frazee to win the Class A championship. Foley brought home the consolation championship with a win over South St. Paul. So, all eight mats busy. Gabe Nagel, Simon Bryce, and Sam Nagel, three Flyers. They're rolling right through. They're not waiting for the entire class to be done. They'll go right into Class A once AAA is finished. That's the way they ran it from AA into AAA. We'll come back. We'll look at the rest of today's schedule, the way the State High School League has set this up, as far as how you can set your day if you so are inclined to figure out when you want to tune into You Are There Sports. We've got one Pierce in the quarterfinals, maybe wrestlebacks for Tamala and Hulls. We'll have to wait and see. We know six Falcons are in the quarters later today. Mitch Rothwork hoping for a wrestleback. Again, the way the wrestlebacks work, if you're not familiar with it, the way it's set up here, each weight class, there are 14 weight classes, and there are 16 individuals in each weight class. It's not a true double elimination. So in this first round, We'll just use Mitch Rothwork of Foley as an example. Foley's 145-pounder. Mitch lost his match in the opening round, 16-4. In order for Mitch to get a wrestle back later tonight, and wrestle back basically is consolation round, Mitch would need the guy that beat him to win again. As long as the guy that beat you keeps winning, you get to wrestle. But if the guy that beat Mitch loses his next match, well, then that's it. There's no wrestle back for Rothwork. So that's the situation for Brandon Tamala, for Carson Hulls, and Mitch Rothwork. They have to hope that the guy that beat them wins his next match. Otherwise, the tournament experience for Tamala, Hulls, and Rothwork will be over. I think Mitch Rothwork, let's see. Let me just take a quick look here at 145. Either Rothwork or Tamala will not get a wrestle back. That's guaranteed because they're in the same half of the bracket. And the guys that beat each of them are wrestling each other. So one of them is going to lose, meaning that if A.J. Bethea, who beat Rothwork, wins, that means that Rothwork gets a wrestle back. Tamala does not. If Miles Fitzgerald of Fairmont Martin County West beats A.J. Bethea, Tamala gets a wrestle back and Rothwork doesn't. So one way or the other, either Mitch Rothwork or Brandon Tamala will be one and done here in the state tournament. That's a guarantee. The other one, Carson Hulls at 220. I think Carson stands a pretty good shot of getting a wrestle back. Second-ranked Stephen Hodges of Delano into the quarters. Although he's got Carson Shore, Casson Manorville. Anytime you see Casson Manorville next to an opponent's name, it's by no means a gimme. Or Zach Newman of Hibbing, 35-3. So that's who Stephen Hodges has to beat. Hulls needs Hodges to win. So the Flyers will be on mats 5, 7, and 2. And mat 7 just freed up, it looks like. That's Simon Bryce's mat. AAA 152-pound. We're over there discussing a scoring situation. Match number 413 is Simon's number. So he's likely on deck here on that mat. Referees are talking as well. So Gabe Nagel at 145, Simon Bryce at 152, and then Sam Nagel at 195. Three Little Falls Flyer matches coming up. Gabe will be down on the other end on that St. John's mat. Simon Bryce on the Nicollet mat.
Wrestling on mat number one.
And then Sam Nagel will be on mat two, which is the other St. John's mat. There are two St. John's University mats, that red mat with the powder blue St. John's, two Waseca mats, three Hastings mats, and a Nicollet mat. Eight total on the floor here at the XL Energy Center. The normal residents of this building lost last night in the desert in Phoenix to the Coyotes. 5-3. Watched some of that when I got back to the room. Not a good night. Looks like Mitch McKee down there has just won. So that moves us one step closer to Gabe Nagel's match. The 145-pound match for Sam Webster of Shakopee and Gabe Nagel of Little Falls. 387. Let's see. It's Apple Valley coming out right now to mat 5. Two referees working each match.
Now wrestling at mat number 7 at 138 pounds from Moundsview.
Working our way into the middle weights here.
Wrestling for Coon Rapids, Boyd Obama.
See, match 387 is Siva Swigum of Apple Valley, Kieran Porter of Minneapolis Southwest. That's a 132-pounder. Gabe is on that mat at 145. So he should be in the hole there. Not on deck, but in the hole, two away. Simon Bryce.
Now wrestling on
mat 7.
Five. 132 pounds.
Match number 397. That should be Nick Dunnigan of Moundsview and Moise Madimba of Coon Rapids. That's at 138. So that would put Simon Bryce in the hole on mat 7. So they're going to happen here within about less than 10 minutes, I would guess, for both Gabe Nagel and Simon Bryce, maybe quicker if there's a fall. And then at 195, Sam Nagel on mat 2 is match number 440. They're at match number 368 right now, so they're quite a ways away from Nagel. That should be Marshall Peters of Rochester Mayo and Nathan Nygaard of St. Michael. It is green and blue down there, so those are the colors I know for St. Michael and Mayo.
Wrestling on mat 3.
Referee down on mat 5 looking for a fall over there. There is a fall, so that moves us one step closer to Gabe Nagel.
Jeffrey.
Let me just double check before we take a break and then come back for Gabe's match at 145 pounds. Nagel is match number 403. That should be 395 moving up now to the next match. 391 should be Kale Carlson Wilmer, Kane Van Ryn, Faribo. So we're close to Nagel's match. We're close to Bryce's match. We're a little bit away from Sam Nagel's match. We'll have those two, we know, pretty soon here. I would expect this Carlson match to end quickly.
Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Sam Winchard. We'd like to take this time to thank all our supporters, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and
when it comes to your health, you want the best possible care from experienced, knowledgeable providers. The quality of care that you receive can make all of the difference. Are you tired of big business running your health care? At the Foley Medical Center, their staff takes the time to get to know you and your family. The Foley Medical Center is an independent clinic located in Foley. They offer convenient access to personal health care. Whether it's for wellness services or an injury, the staff at Foley Medical Center is there to provide you with the compassion, respect, and excellence that you deserve. Their number one priority is putting their patients first. They pride themselves on approaching their patients' healthcare needs in an individualized manner. What does this mean for you? Well, the majority of your healthcare needs can be met at the clinic. If you require specialty care, they'll assist you in coordinating those arrangements. At the Foley Medical Center, they know you by name. Schedule your appointment today by calling 320-968-7234. Their staff will be happy to assist you. Foley Medical Center. When you call, they listen.
We've all been there and know the feeling. You've dropped your phone, the screen is face down, and you just hope that when you pick it up and flip it over, the screen isn't shattered. If you are one of the unlucky ones with a cracked screen, let me fix it. Hi, this is Nate, one of the Fix-It techs at Design Electronics Radio Shack. I, along with my coworker Rob, can fix your iPhone, iPad, Samsung, or Motorola screens. Plus, we also repair earpieces, charging ports, microphones, and more. For life's phone accidents, let us fix them at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side.
Hey everyone, Jason said. Lovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Since February is Valentine's Month, Sunrise Ag has decided to show some love with three great deals. We have 3% off all ag bags, 10% off gates and fencing, and great discounts on all Vernic attachments, but all items must be purchased in February. Also, don't forget the St. Cloud Farm Show is February 27th through March 1st, so stop and see us at booth 714. For more information, check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Foley Physical Rehab, proud provider of athletic training services for Foley schools since 2002, offers physical therapy services for many conditions. In addition to treating sports injuries, they also specialize in injuries due to car accidents, work injuries, low back pain, headaches, foot pain, shoulder pain, and post-surgical rehab. They also make custom orthotics for foot pain and carry a large variety of braces. Combining over 50 years of clinical knowledge and individual treatment plans to fit your needs, they specialize in hands-on healthcare, utilizing the latest technology and manual therapy techniques to ensure the highest quality of care. Call 320-968-4677 to schedule an appointment with Foley Physical Rehab.
Welcome back. Strapping the anklet on is Little Falls' Gabe Nagel. And it looks like it's a green ankle. Bill Mutual, Simon Waltman in the corner. The opponent for Gabe at 145 pounds is Sam Webster, Shakopee. Shakopee, runners up in Class 3A. He'll be in red.
145 pounds from Shakopee. Sam.
They're down on mat number 5. Ready to go. Nagel and Webster. Then we'll have Simon Bryce on mat 7. As Nagel's match underway. Freshman against senior. Nagel the freshman down there in the black singlet with the purple highlights. Webster's in black with red singlet. 20 seconds gone by, no points yet. We'll keep an eye on mat 7. That's where Simon Bryce should be out. There's a shot in by Nagel. He's in on the single. Now Webster switches. There's a big scramble over there. No points. They wave it off. They're back up on their feet. Both guy had a leg at one time. Webster and Nagel with a flurry, but no points. Referee sends them back to the middle, down to a minute 15 to go in the first for Nagel and Webster, Little Falls and Shakopee. Lucas Burr of Little Falls, an outstanding national anthem performed to start today's session. Nagel shooting here, Webster sprawling back. Under a minute to go, no points yet, and a referee put the fists together, signifying a stalemate is called. Nagel and Webster. And we're going to have, let's see, ranking-wise in AAA, Shakopee's Webster is ranked number 3 in the state. So a tough draw here for Nagel, third-ranked Webster.
No wrestling on that number 1. 252.
And looks like we got blood time down there. Webster holding his nose. The universal sign that I got a bloody nose. So Nagel just jogging in place, talking with Coach Waltman over there. The white Flyer wrestling shirts. Black slacks of the coaches for Little Falls. As Webster being attended to, Nagel pacing back and forth.
Individual wrestlers in class single A, please report immediately to the picture.
Five Royalton Upsala guys will go in class A in a little bit.
For your pictures,
Simon Bryce, his match is coming up. Next, I believe, matter of fact, there was just a fall. We might see Simon Bryce coming out now on mat 7. They're still cleaning up on Webster. Sam Webster of Shakopee, now he's coming back out to the mat. And they will resume. No score with 35 seconds left in the first period. Shot by Webster, blocked by Nagel. Nagel's got a front headlock running. Nagel with Webster defending. Now Webster elevating the hips of Nagel trying to turn. Referee just waving off anything. As they scramble, and there's more blood time now. Stoppage as Webster again has blood time. They've had a couple of good scrambles there between Nagel and Webster, and no points have been scored. Here comes Simon Bryce, accompanied by Mike Hendrickson, the head coach. Simon will wrestle Miguel Uriola of Roseville area. So Matt's 5-7 with Flyers right now. They're cleaning up the mat. Uriola is a senior, 29-7. Bryce, senior, 40-5. Simon will be having the red ankle. So we'll watch that scoreboard for the red. We want the red number to be bigger than the green. Webster and Nagel still waiting here. They clean up on Webster. Here's a shot and a quick takedown for Simon Bryce. He goes right in on Uriola and scores 2. No action to return yet. Here's a cheap tilt by Simon Bryce. He got a count, I believe. 2-0 lead early here for Simon Bryce over Miguel Uriola of Roseville. Now Webster and Nagel are back at it. So we're watching two matches here for Little Falls. 5 seconds left. There's a takedown over there. And that was for Nagel. Nagel gets 2. Bryce has a tilt on. He's getting points. So both Flyers leading in their matches right now. And there's the end of the period with Little Falls' Gabe Nagel up on Sam Webster of Shakopee. 2-0. And more blood time here. And right now, Simon Bryce hasn't gotten the near fall points yet awarded. And now they go up, and he got 2 of them, so it's 4-0, Simon Bryce over Miguel Uriola of Roseville. And then Sam Nagel will be on mat 2, the other St. John's mat. Another tilt here for Bryce. He's going to add to it. That's a couple of tilts for Simon Bryce. And he gets 3 that time. And Simon is now up 7-0. Bryce with a 7-0 lead. They still haven't started the second period for Gabe Nagel and Sam Webster down on mat 5. There's another tilt for Bryce. He is just working that. What did he get there? It's almost the end of the period. He gave him 2, I believe. Yes, 9-0 at the end of 1 for Simon Bryce. 3 tilts. a takedown, and then two near fall points and a three near fall point for a 9-point first period for Simon Bryce. All of the near fall on tilts. Nagel up 2-0 as they now have begun the second. Nagel riding here.
And Lakeville North, Jacob Furrow.
So both Nagel and Bryce now have just started their second periods, almost at identical spots in the match. Here's Uriola trying to snap in behind. Couldn't get in. Good balance by Bryce. And now another shot by Urioli. He's in behind Bryce, but they step outside. Down on the other end of the match, it's a 2-1 lead. Webster worked an escape there. So Gabe Nagel is up 2-1 on Sam Webster of Shakopee. And here comes Bryce. He's got a pinning combination on. He's got the half. He steps over the chest here. He'll elevate the head now. Simon Bryce will try and crank that shoulder over. He got no count, though. One count a couple of times, but no near fall as Uriola gets back to his base. And blood time again for Webster. It's still 2-1 lead for Nagel in the second.
Brody Nielsen.
And Bryce has a double wing in here on Uriola right in the middle. 45 seconds left in the period. He'll get near fall again. Bryce has him cranked over. He's got his leg right over the chin of Uriola. Now Uriola snaps around. He got out. So it's a 3-1 trade-off in points there. 14-1. A takedown would be a tech fall now for Simon. Bryce up on his feet, underhooked by Uriola of Roseville. There's a fireman shot by Simon. Does he get his two to end it? Near the end of the period, 9 seconds left. Trying to pull Uriola back out onto the mat. There's a trip. No two yet. Referee waves it off as the period ends. Webster and Nagel back at it. 2-1 lead for Nagel. Scrambling around now, Webster secures a takedown, and he's gone up 3-2 with a 1:09 to go in the second. Bryce leading 14-1 starting the third. Here's Bryce coming around, pulling the wrist back. There's an escape for Nagel, 3-3. Now Nagel with a throw near the edge, no points. Nagel and Webster tied at 3. There's a stall on Uriola underneath. Here's the cheap tilt that will likely end it here if he can get it for a count. He needs 2 points for a tech fall. He's got him. He's going to get the tech fall here, and there it is. 16-1. Simon Bryce, tech fall win over Miguel Uriola. Bryce to the quarters. And now let's finish up on Gabe Nagel and Sam Webster. And guess what? They've stopped it again for blood. All Webster blood time here. He's got to be running low down there on blood time. He's got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left of blood time. So Simon Bryce with a tech fall win, 16-1 over Miguel Uriola of Roseville to advance to the quarters. He'll get either Willie Bastier of Lakeville South, Demetrius Patton of Hopkins in the quarters later today. All right, Webster's back out there with Nagel in a 3-3 match.
Wrestling for Centennial.
52 seconds left in the first. Ankle pick here by Webster. Wizarding is Nagel. Nagel off to the left side of Webster, who elevates and dumps through the hips and got two. Webster now up 5-3 on Nagel. Shakopee's Gabe, or Sam Webster leading Little Falls is Gabe Nagel now 5-3 with under a minute left in period two. Webster riding here. Gabe trying to sit back into the Shakopee Saber. Breaks him down. Nagel's belly to the mat, left arm extended, crooks up his left knee. staring right at his Flyer coaches over there in the corner. Coaches Muschel and Waltman. Nagel scrambling again, getting to a knee, but they're out of bounds. And the clock shows 12 seconds left in the second period. It's now a 5-3 lead for Webster over Nagel. And did we get a caution on the start. 5-3. Nagel trailing. Gabe gets broke down, sits. Trying to score late here, short time. Get your escape here. Can't do it, though. Time runs out. So Gabe is down 5-3 to Webster of Shakopee, heading to the third period. Simon Bryce has won by Tech Fall to go to the quarters. We've still got a Sam Nagel 195-pound match on mat two. Bryce, or I should say Nagel underneath, now standing. He's out. Escape. Nagel gets a point. 5-4 now. Nagel within one of Webster. Both on their feet early in the third period. Down a mat number five, a St. John's mat. Opposite end of the arena here. Webster driving forward, trying to get in on the knees, and Webster complaining about something to the referee. Not sure what. Again, it's the length of the arena away. But you could tell he was kind of frustrated saying something to one of the referees as he walked back to the middle. Minute 20 to go. Nagel trailing 5-4 to Webster. Elbow tie-up here for Gabe Nagel. They circle outside. I think Nagel got a little poke in the eye. Kind of dabbing at it as he walks back to the middle. He's the first one back inside the inner circle. Circle of trust. Pawing at the head of Webster. Nagel. Interesting to watch just the cat-like reflexes. Webster dropped down to a knee, and almost instinctively that right ankle of Nagel just came flying back. He knew that that's what Webster was thinking. Webster never did reach, but Nagel immediately pulled that ankle back, sensing that ankle pick from Webster. They step out with 45 seconds left. Nagel needs a takedown to grab the lead. He's trailing 5-4. Freshman Gabe Nagel. Senior Sam Webster, Shakopee, and they're out of bounds again. Down to 35 seconds for Nagel and Webster. 5-4 lead for Webster right now. That'll leave us with Sam Nagel's match over on mat two. On their feet here, clock running, 25 seconds. I don't think there's been a stall call. There's a shot in by Webster. In on the high crotch of Nagel, trying to elevate and dump him over. And we get a stalemate as Nagel reaches down for that ankle over the back of Webster to force the stalemate call, give him a fresh start with 14 seconds. Nagel shoots. Nagel almost got in. Webster able to sprawl back. Been some good scrambles here. 4 seconds left, and they're out of bounds. Gabe's going to have 4 seconds to get a takedown. And just not going to have the time. There's a late try, but it's over. Webster holds on 5-4 over Nagel. So Gabe Nagel drops a tough one to Sam Webster of Shakopee. So Simon Bryce wins, Gabe Nagel falls, and we'll look over to mat five and see how close we are to a Sam Nagel 195-pound match. He should be match number 440, and they're at match number 400 right now.
Mat five, 152 pounds from Anoka, Tyler Eisen.
So they are a little bit away from Nagel's match with Nick Staska of Owatonna, 34-10 record as a junior. So the Flyers 1-1. They've got three guys here. Gabe Nagel loses a close 5-4 decision to Sam Webster.
Jack
Ranked third in the state was Webster, and the freshman Nagel gave him everything he wanted, but just a point short, 5-4, and Simon Bryce took care of his work. A Tech Falls 16-1 win in the second period for Simon, so he's in the quarters. And now we'll wait and bring you the Sam Nagel match coming up on Mat 5.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Back at the XL Energy Center, we are awaiting a match for Sam Nagel at his 195-pound weight class. He draws Nick Staska of Owatonna. And right now, if I'm reading the numbers right on the scoreboard, several matches away. So far, two Flyers have gone to action, and one is won, one is lost. Close 5-4 loss for Gabe Nagel to third-ranked Sam Webster of Shakopee. And Simon Bryce took care of his business with a 16-1 Tech fall over Miguel Uriola of Roseville. Nick Staska is 34-10, a junior. Sam Nagel is 19-8, also a junior. When they get on to mat number 2. Haven't seen any action on mat 2 yet. We've seen a lot on this end, the AA kids. Couple down to mat 5 and mat 1, but mat 2 is going to be busy here. Earlier today in Class AA action, quick recap, Jake Andries at 120 pounds for Pierce wins by fall, so he's in the quarters. His teammates Brandon Tamala and Carson Hulls didn't fare as well. Brandon lost 10-4 in his 145-pound match to a wrestler from Fairmont Martin County West, Miles Fitzgerald, and then Carson Halls at 220 lost 7-1 to the number 2 ranked kid from Delano, Stephen Hodges, 7-1. So Tamala and Hulls have to hope for wrestleback opportunities later on tonight. Those would come, if they're available to wrestlers, wrestleback rounds after tonight's championship quarterfinals. Those are slated for about 4 o'clock today.
Wrestling on mat number 4.
We're not quite noon yet.
Minneapolis Southwest, Nick Flashcan.
So Double A will come out. We'll have a Jake Andries match against Stoffiger from Scott West. And that'll be it for the Piers quarterfinalists. But 6 Falcons are in the quarters. Nathan Garceau, Cameron Coates, John Durkas. John, maybe, to me, one of the most impressive matches. He beat Kellen Schauer of Grand Rapids 9-4. Schauer came in 50-0. Lost in the teams yesterday, though. For the first time, he suffered a loss, but he's got number 2 on his record now. Mitch Roth forecast to hold for a wrestle back. He lost his 145-pound match 16-4. But then Justin Henry pitched a shutout, 6-0 in his 170-pounder, so he's in the quarters. Sailor Schmidt and Mitch Tregg both won by fall there in the quarters at 195 and 285. Watching the action down on mat number 2, there still looks like there's some injury time there or blood time, one or the other. Trainer or coaches are out. Don't see anybody at a garbage can, though. Referees have gone over to the scorer's table. Well, there's a trainer out with that young man. So, Gabe Zierden of Albany, watch that one a little bit. He won. We'll see the 5 Royalton guys. Let's take a look at who they have. Class A is on deck. They'll roll right from AAA into Class A. The first Royalton Upsilon wrestler to go will be Jacob Leibold at 120 pounds. Jacob is an 8th grader. A 29-14 record for Jacob. And he will get a guy that I've seen wrestle several times, Landon Beyer of Frazee. Senior, 32-12. They'll be on mat 6, which is one of the Hastings mats here. So Leibold and Beyer, 8th grader against senior. Opening round for Royalton Upsala's Leibold. And at 160, Jackson Held will come out. Jackson gets Caleb Basura, 8th grader from Badger Greenbush Middle River. Jackson, a junior with an outstanding 39-4 record. Basura, 8th grader, 10-15 listed. I'm guessing that he is the younger brother. As we look at Class A from Badger Greenbush Middle River, Dominic Vasura, who as an 8th grader last year, I think at 195, maybe lost in the championship or finished 3rd. Just one of the more impressive kids down here, and just an 8th grader last year. He's just a freshman this year, and he'll be one of the favorites at 220 as a freshman. So that's Jackson Held against Caleb Basura at 160. At 170, Lyle Zimmerman for the Royals. And he's got a tough one. Colton Walvogel of Osakis, a senior, 34-1. That's a Prairie Conference matchup. Royalton against Osakis. That'll be on mat 5.
Wrestling for Owatonna, Parker West.
After that, 182. Marshall Meal will go. Marshall will get Caden Steffen. That's the defending state champion from Zumbrota Mazeppa. So a tough draw for Marshall Meal. Senior 26-11 against senior Steffen 35-3, not including yesterday's 3 matches in the team for the Cougars as they went 3-0, obviously, to win the state championship in Class A for the 2nd year in a row. And then at 220, the 5th and final Royal will take the mat. Jason Casella. Casella, 39-1, one of the favorites here at 220. He gets Ryan Schoenfelder of Goodhue. a senior with a record of 25-8. So mat two has just cleared off, and they'll move up now to another one. They move to match number 408. Again, that is Sam Nagel's mat. So they go to 408. Sam Russell's at 195. He's at 440. So they got to get to 16, to 24, to 32. To. Well, they're four or five matches away yet from Nagel, so. Unless they start to move some matches. Or some of these end quickly. I would think it'll be a good 10 to 15 minutes yet before we get to Sam Nagel's match, although there's a cradle over there that might end that one early. Getting near fall points over there. Good cradle. There's a fall. Well, that takes care of that one. There's one out of the way.
182, Peter Bone, Panici, and Keith J. Punisher.
That was me. So they move to match 416, moving us one match closer to Sam Nagel and Nick Steska of Owatonna, our final AAA opening round match.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Henry Embroidery and Screen Printing is proud to support all Falcon Athletics and would like to wish the Foley Wrestlers the best of luck in the team tournament for the 11th year in a row, as well as the seven Falcon individuals that have qualified. Henry Embroidery and Screen Printing is locally owned and operated and makes all types of apparel using a variety of decorating techniques. So whether you have an idea for your sports team, office staff, 5K race, family reunion, or grandma's birthday party, give them a call. They make a shirt for that. Oh, and Justin, Mom and Dad want to say, thanks for the ride, kid. Watching you for the last 13 years has been one of our greatest joys.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
I'm Logan Gross.
And I'm Lila Bender.
We're sixth graders at Holy Trinity School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a quality Catholic education for your children? Are you looking for a school that can provide small class sizes and high levels of academic growth? Are you looking for a school that can provide a solid faith and moral foundation for your children? Holy Trinity is that school.
Holy Trinity is hosting a preschool and new family open house at 6 p.m. on Monday, March 5th. To learn more about Holy Trinity, come to our open house. Contact the office 468-6446 for questions or visit our website or Facebook page.
Do you live in Foley or the surrounding areas and are looking for a church for your whole family? Then New Life Church of Foley is the church for you. New Life has ministry for every age. Kids and youth have their own worship services, and their early childhood ministry, including nursery, is offered during the worship times. At New Life, they have a full-service coffee shop, and by mentioning this ad, you can get a free specialty drink of your choice. New Life is located directly west of Foley Schools. Join them at 8:45 or 10:30 on a Sunday morning or 6:30 on Wednesday nights for a worship experience that will leave you refreshed.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
We are back at the XL Energy Center in our state capital city of St. Paul, Minnesota. Waiting for Sam Nagel to wrap up our Class AAA round. They are starting to get into some of these weight classes. Heard one of the 195-pound weights announced. Sam will be on mat number 2, unless they move it. So far, Gabe Nagel lost a close 5-4 decision to Sam Webster, third-ranked wrestler from Shakopee. Close match. Simon Bryce at Tech Falls, 16-1 win at 152, so Simon is in the quarters. We've got 5 Royalton Upsala kids coming up here. They'll roll into Class A after this. The schedule now, after a morning session of AA, AAA, and now A.
Number 6 at 152 pounds from Rogers, Jake Bourne.
The 4 o'clock is the next session after Class A. So they'll clear the building and then readmit everybody for the 4 o'clock, which is the AA championship quarters. That means Jake Andries from Pierce, and then from Foley, 6 guys, Nathan Garceau, Cameron Coates, John Durkas, Justin Henry, Sailor Schmidt, and Mitch Trigg will all be in action during the 4 o'clock session this afternoon, quarterfinals, trying to get to semis. I will take the opportunity to fill out my brackets here and find out just exactly who those opponents will be for Jay. I know Andries is going to have Stoffiker from Scott West, but I haven't had time to look ahead to the Foley matchups. Another weight has cleared out on mat two, moving us a step closer to Sam Nagel's 195 match. So they're 424. He's now in the hole. He's match number 440, and by multiples of 8, 432 would be next. And then Nagel's 440 match after that. So we're close.
From Hastings, Trey Rogers.
So it'll go double A, triple A, and then class A quarterfinals. Same rotation for the quarters. And after that, they'll run all class of wrestlebacks. So anybody that gets a wrestleback will be wrestling after tonight's quarterfinal round. So far, hoping for chances are Brandon Tamala, Carson Halls of Pierce, Mitch Rothwork of Foley, and Gabe Nagel of Little Falls. All hoping for an opportunity to continue their season. If the guy that beat them loses in the quarters, they're done. No wrestle back. Let's see, who's match 424 in AAA here? Let's check that out. 424.
Now wrestling at mat 7 at 182 pounds.
That would be Jake Licht of Bloomington Kennedy, Matt Boyum of Chanhassen.
Wrestling for Farmington.
And then after that, Jack Casey Shakopee, Alex Wick of Egan will precede the Nagel Staska match. So we're getting there. Tomorrow, championship Saturday for the individual rounds. It's again a 9 o'clock start. All-class consolation quarterfinals, followed by championship semifinals, and then consolation semifinals. They'll start to figure out who's going to be sitting on what spot on the podium starting tomorrow morning. And then your 4 o'clock, session 6 tomorrow, third place matches in all classes, fifth place matches, and then championships. Coming up, Jacob Leibel, Jackson Held, Lyle Zimmerman, Marshall Meal, Jason Casella representing the Royalton Upsala program. That'll be Class A.
Wrestling on mat 5 at 220 pounds from Faribault, Austin Rendler.
First period on the mat down there. Over. Matt, we're watching mat number 2. That's Nagel's match. And he's trying to make it to the quarterfinals with Simon Bryce. Simon, really, his cheap tilt was basically unstoppable. 16-1. I think he had 2 takedowns, and then he used those to just rack up cheap tilt near fall points. And ended up tech falling his opponent, Miguel Uriola of Roseville area, in the second period, 16-1.
Wrestling on mat number 1 at 2.
Oh, there's a cradle there. That could get tight.
Sam Horn.
We're watching that match there. There's a good cradle down. Referee's looking. That might end that match here. Nope. Kid squirmed out of it.
Rochester Mayo, Noah Carter. Wrestling for Maple Grove.
2 referees on every mat here. One of them local, Tony Andries, graduated from Pierce. Now up in the Moose Lake Willow River District. But they're down to 1 minute left in the second period. So Nagel is in the hole on mat 2 at 195 pounds. Jacob Leibold will be on mat 6. Jackson Held will be on mat 3. Lyle Zimmerman on mat 5. Marshall Meal and Jason Casella will be on mat 1. So the bulk of our Class A Royalton Upsala matches will be on the other end of the arena here. We're still down and looking here. The kid from Kennedy, I think that is trying to cradle again. Yeah, we're starting to see bigger guys out there now. So we know that this is awful close to rolling into Class A in some spots. Mat 8, those have got to be heavyweights down there. Match number 458. Let's see what we have there as far as AAA match numbers. The state champions in the team were crowned here last night. Zambrota Mazeppa repeated in Class A. Casson Manorville repeated in Double A. St. Michael Albertville captured 3A. Then over Shakopee.
Rochester Mayo, Carson T. Wrestling.
Match number 458. 458 is Noah Carter of Mayo and Isaac Bomer of Maple Grove. Yeah, those are heavyweights.
170 pounds, a Lincoln Shin, Wilmer, and Carter Lyons of Eagle.
So we know the AAA have gone at least on some mats to the heavyweights. We're still awaiting a 195-pound Sam Nagel match. And their progress down there is minute and a half to go, third period, 6-3 lead there in that match. So it looks like it might go the distance and would leave us one match shy of Nagel. We'll take a quick break and get ready. It won't be long, though, 5 to 10 minutes, I would think, at most, before it rolls into Class A. First one should be Jacob Leibel, the eighth grader, on mat 6. He wrestles at 120 pounds for Royalton Upsala.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Since February is Valentine's Month, Sunrise Ag has decided to show some love with three great deals. We have 3% off all ag bags, 10% off gates and fencing, and great discounts on all Vernic attachments, but all items must be purchased in February. Also, don't forget the St. Cloud Farm Show is February 27th through March 1st, so stop and see us at booth 714. For more information, check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
At Henry's Catering, they know you want the best for your guests, and that's exactly what they provide. The perfect meal, made from scratch, with friendly service and a professional presentation. At Henry's Catering, whether you choose Henry's Banquet Center or another location, they'll work with you to create the menu and event of your dreams. For more information, find Henry's Catering on the web at henryscatering.com. Henry's Catering. Life is a journey. Let's make it delicious.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
One of the best in the world, Gable Steveson of Apple Valley, is on the mat on mat 5 against James Johnson of Minnetonka. World champion Steveson from Apple Valley. On deck now on mat 2 will be Sam Nagel. So over under on Steveson's length of time, I'm going to say under 45. He's already thrown him to his back. And a fall. 25 seconds for Steveson. And that's about average, I would say. Gable Steveson of Apple Valley. Quick work of James Johnson. I'm sure when Johnson woke up last Sunday, saw the brackets, and said, oh, Gable Steveson, huh? Well, he probably said, well, I know I'll get a wrestle back. Steveson over there signing the backs of the Towel Tapper shirt, some autographs, mat side for the world champion. Now he's headed out the mat.
From Crookston, Zach Brown.
We are down to 40 seconds left in the first period prior to the Nagel match.
No, wrestling on mat number 4. At
Sam against Nick Steska.
Wilmer's Charlie Jarrett.
There's some kind of delay over there. Trainer brought something over. So some of the matches have gone to Class A now.
And now wrestling at mat 8 at 100.
So Jackson, or Jacob Leibold on mat 6 is going to be the first Royalton Upsala wrestler up.
Charlie Elwood.
So they've resumed the match. They're down to 28 seconds left in the opening period in the match prior to the Nagel match. So far, Gabe Nagel lost a close one. Simon Bryce won decisively. Class A coming up. It goes libeled at 120. Held at 160, Zimmerman at 170, Meal at 182, Casella at 220. Five wrestlers for Royalton Upsala. And that'll wrap up the Class A session and wrap up this session here at the XL Energy Center. And then we'll get ready for quarterfinals in the championship round, which are going to get going around 4 today. Held is going to be on mat 6. And I don't, those don't look like heavyweights down there. It's Winona against Apple Valley, match number 420. Those are, that's Devin Roberts, Apple Valley, and Trevor Pomeroy of Winona Cotter. 160 pounders. They might start to think about moving some matches around. I doubt it. I'll just, maybe when they open up here in Class A, they will move some matches, but I don't think they'll do that while AAA and A are overlapping here. I think there's a good half Nelson on for that kid. On the mat prior to Nagel's, 1 minute left. And they get a stalemate called. So, very close, we'll have Sam Nagel out there. Nagel will be going against Nick Staska, a junior with a record of 34-10, and he hails from Owatonna High School.
Join Knife River in building a strong America. Knife River is Minnesota's premier aggregate, concrete, and asphalt producer, along with heavy highway construction services. Knife River is gearing up for a busy construction season, and they'll be hiring truck drivers, equipment operators, diesel mechanics, and laborers. Knife River, good pay, good benefits, good people. Call them today at 320-654-7182 or stop in at any location for a job application or visit them online at www.kniferiver.com.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Sam Winchard. We'd like to take this time to thank all our supporters, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities.
Yeah, the girls' basketball season came to an end last night. They lose their opening round playoff game to top-ranked Sauk Center. The boys play their final regular season game tonight. They're in Maple Lake against the Irish. And we are now ready for Little Falls' Sam Nagel. Match prior to Sam's just ended. Nagel against Nick Staska of Owatonna. Junior, 34-10. Here he comes. Here comes Sam with Coach Hendrickson and Coach Muschel. Matt number two.
13, Class A.
Some of the Class A guys are going.
Navy, Ottertail, Central.
Jacob Leibold will be on mat six. After Sam Nagel's match here, we'll take a brief break here and then come back with the Royalton-Upsala Class A opening round matches.
Now wrestling that man 7 at 220.
Nagel is going to be green on the scoreboard. So let's look for a big green number up there. Owatonna's Nick Staska. In red, they shake hands and they're wrestling on mat 2. Staska and Nagel. Quick underhook here by Nagel. Nagel looking for a wrist, and Staska drops down, quick ankle. Staska in on the ankle. Nagel scrambling. Nagel. There's a one. There's two near fall points. Oh, Nagel's on his back over there. Two near fall for Staska. Boy, a big flurry of points there.
Now wrestling on mat number
and
four.
The referee is over to the scorer's table.
To single A at
and let's see what the score adjustment is.
Drayden, Morton,
so Nagel got two,
Brooksinger.
And Staska picked up four in that scramble. So it's 4-2, and we'll get a restart. Staska and Nagel. A flurry to begin the 195-pound AAA match. Nagel gets broken down here, left hip side here. It's like Staska wants to turn this wing into a half Nelson here and run this around. He's turning it. Spinning Nagel down on the mat, left hip side, down to a minute to go, and they stop it. Referee saying something to Staska from Owatonna. He is really put together. Upper body is ripped. He does wear the fighting shorts and shirt here, one of the few we've seen gone with that look. Optional uniform choice for high school wrestling this year. Here comes a cheap tilt try by Staska, trying to roll Sam Nagel to his side, but Sam able to defend and get up to his feet. And almost Emu caught him. Staska, though, still split the legs. Now breaks Nagel down to his belly. 35 seconds left in the first for Nagel and Staska of Owatonna. Now Staska's got him rolled. He's got him on his back. He's trying to elevate the Nagel's head and settle down, and he slaps the mat. That's a fall for Nick Staska. Staska pins in the first.
Number three at 195 pounds, Jared Stewart of Owatonna.
So a fall for Nick Staska. And that means we will now focus on the Class A matches. Five Royalton Upsala wrestlers will come up. We're going to take a brief break, reset the computer here, and it'll be give us about 10 minutes. We'll be back with Class A, five Royals, Leibold, Held, Zimmerman, Meal, and Casella ready to go on the mats here at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul on You Are There Sports.